It's called the DRIVE Act, Developing a Reliable, Innovative Vision for the Economy. And during a June 26th press event near Owosso, Oklahoma, U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe explained how the bill will improve our nation's infrastructure.
This is a big deal because the last bill like this that we passed was when we were a majority and I was in 2005. Since that time, we've actually been operating on short-term extensions. What we are doing is the alternative to a long-term, six-year transportation bill is to have extensions. That costs about 30% off the top, and you get no reforms in there. Some of the things that we're doing right now, NEPA reforms, environmental reforms, so that we are able to get out there with our tractors and start moving dirt and not worry so much about running over some critter. These are the things you get with a long-term bill.
The DRIVE Act, sponsored by Senator Inhofe and Barbara Boxer of California, is a six-year reauthorization of the Highway Transportation Program. Senator Inhofe said it will especially help Oklahoma agriculture and industries that export commodities.
We have $6 billion of exports in the state of Oklahoma. That has to get to California to get to ports, and that has to go through five states. We need to have a national program as opposed to a patchwork of programs.
And later, in an exclusive interview, Senator Inhofe told us how it will help truck owners wanting to more efficiently transport commodities.
We have a lot of things in here that specifically will help ag and other people too. For example, I mentioned that truck change. There are a lot of the ag friends that I have who want to go CNG, and they can't do it because of the weight of CNG puts them over the limit. So we subtract that weight to allow people to go in and do this.
And Senator Inhofe added, the bottom line is the DRIVE Act will improve our roads and bridges and allow for more efficient and safe transportation of our commodities. The U.S. House is also working on a companion bill that Inhofe says basically reflects the Senate measure. With today's Agriculture First report, I'm Sam Knipp for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.